Our top story this morning. For the fourth time, Missoula voters have chosen John Engen as their mayor. Enough of the mail-in ballots have been counted to confirm that Engen easily won the election over challenger Lisa Tripke. As of 10 o'clock last night, Engen had over 56% of the votes, with his challenger Lisa Tripke a little over 42%. At his post-election victory celebration at the public house, Engen said he was gratified that the voters chose to return him to office.
You know, I am excited to be able to continue to do this job I love for a place I love. We got to talk about a lot of issues. I learned a lot, which I'm fortunate to be able to have done. And we've got some work to do. We committed to housing early on. We're still committed to housing and affordability. I heard a lot about property taxes this cycle, and I think we need to figure that out. It's not easy. There are no simple solutions. But I heard it loud and clear, and I have a job to do.
Reached at her post-election gathering at the Iron Horse in downtown Missoula, Tripke expressed her appreciation and her thanks to all the people who supported her and spoke about the lessons learned in her first foray into politics.
I think I was probably a little saddened about the ugliness the race took, but I think that it's a public office, and I just know that our team was determined to take the high road from the very first time we met as a team, and I'm proud of them because we stuck to that and we stayed on the issues, and I think that probably if you run, you need to have thick skin.
Tripke ran afoul of the Montana Commissioner of Political Practices for not properly reporting campaign expenses. That case still waits for a final decision either from the Lewis and Clark County Attorney or Commissioner of Political Practices, Jeff Mangan. Here are some of the other results from the municipal election yesterday. For municipal judge, Kathleen Jenks outdistanced Brendan McQuillan, 53% to 46%. In Ward 1, it was Brian Losberg running unopposed, as was Jordan Hess in Ward 2. In Ward 3, Heather Harp defeated John Van Dyke and Thomas Winter with 60% of the vote. In Ward 4, it was Jesse Ramos running away with the race there with 1,645 votes. In Ward 5, it was Stacey Anderson edging Kathy Deshaw 58% to 41%. And in Ward 6, it was Julie Merritt. She ran unopposed. Montana Governor Steve Bullock has called the legislature to a special session starting next week, hoping to balance the budget with a mix of transfers, tax hikes, and government cuts. However, Republican Speaker of the House Austin Knutson, who appeared on Talkback yesterday, is already skeptical that Bullock is playing politics with the budget to get tax increases. For starters, Knutson believes some proposed cuts are just threats, which should be replaced with cuts to non-essential services.
He literally had on his cut list diapers for foster kids, developmental assistance for blind children. All the while, you've got agencies. For instance, Montana Historical Society has got 70 employees, approximately. Of those 70 employees, you have got 70.
Knutson believes many of the proposed cuts are there in an attempt to force the legislature's hand.
He can make those cuts tomorrow. He does not need the legislature to make these cuts. He has stated that he is refusing to make any of his cuts until after the legislature has adjourned out of the special session. That tells me he wants to hold a gun to our head and threaten us with these ugly, heinous cuts if we don't raise taxes and do what he wants us to do.
Knutson even questioned the session's timing.
We're only 3 months into the state's fiscal year. We haven't gotten any updated data yet. And that's why the timing of the special session is very suspect, because, ironically, about a week and a half after this special session is scheduled, we are set to get a revenue estimate update from our nonpartisan staff. And honestly, numbers are trending up.
House members on both sides of the aisle from Western Montana are optimistic about the special session. Democrat Kimberly Dudick from House District 94 in Missoula says she's hopeful.
I'm hopeful it will be. I think that goes back to if people come there really willing to do the job we're all elected to do, or if they want to come and just fight for whatever reason. I'm hopeful, though, that this last session showed that we can work together for great legislative work when we work in a bipartisan manner and really put aside the party politics, and I'm hopeful that that continues.
Republican Nancy Ballance from House District 89 in Hamilton believes the legislature will be able to craft solutions to the state's budget woes.
I believe we will get it done. I believe it will not look exactly like what the governor has proposed, but I believe that both sides are committed to solving a problem. And, you know, we will roll up our sleeves. My hope is that it does not take more than that week. Could be even a little less than that.
Staying with the political theme, investigators say U.S. Senate candidate Troy Downing paid non-resident taxes and referred to California as home on social media during a period authorities allege he was illegally purchased Montana resident hunting licenses. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reported yesterday on details from an investigation into the Republican that it began in December of 2013. The Big Sky businessman faces 9 misdemeanor violations and has pleaded not guilty. A search warrant application showed Downing filed taxes as a non-resident during the last 2 years when he brought resident hunting or fishing licenses. Investigators characterized his time in Montana as, quote, seasonal at best, end quote, during the years at issue. Campaign manager Kevin Gardner said the candidate has been a full-time Montana resident since 2009. He's seeking to challenge Democrat Senator John Tester next fall. Montana's insurance commissioner chided the two companies for raising rates on health insurance policies offered under the Affordable Care Act after federal subsidies ended, despite earlier telling them that they could modify their rates if circumstances changed. President Trump ended the federal cost-sharing reduction payments in mid-October, leading Pacific Source and the Montana Healthcare Co-op to increase their marketplace rates for 2018. Matt Rosendale said he was, quote, extremely disheartened, end quote, that the companies increased their rates. However, the Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports that in August, Rosendale wrote to the companies to say his office was aware of the uncertainty surrounding the Affordable Care Act and he would work with them if they needed to modify their rates. Rosendale spokesman Kyle Smock said that, quote, saying you will work with someone and being disappointed in their decisions are not mutually exclusive. The Montana Bureau of Mines and Geology reporting that one earthquake and one aftershock occurred recently in western Montana. Director of Earthquake Studies and geologist Mike Stickney explains.
There was a small earthquake over near Four Corners west of Bozeman on the 6th of November, 3.2 earthquake. And then we had another aftershock for the Lincoln earthquake at about 7:08 this morning.
Stickney says aftershocks from the Lincoln earthquake have slowed down, but there are still small tremors every day, and he expects more in the future. Our News Talk time now is 6:12.
News Talk, KGVO.
Missoula's official weather station.
Mostly cloudy skies today with our high temperatures in the upper 30s, close to the 40-degree mark. Isolated snow showers tonight, overnight lows in the upper 20s. Look for a wintry mix of rain and freezing rain possible Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brooke Foster for Missoula's KECI 13.